Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Founders Grit sponsored by Gaper.io. I am Zanera Baskhan and joining me today is Stefan, the co-founder of Rendezvous. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay. Can you please tell me how you came up with the name Rendezvous? It's very creative. I'm just curious to know right now.
Yeah, it's a great question, and we get it kind of all the time. My co-founders, they're originally from Europe, and so I think when we were coming up with names for this product, we were thinking of good words that could describe the collaboration and communication abilities that we were building. And one of those words is the French word rendezvous. It means like to meet up. And so rendezvous kind of adds that digital dynamic of the collaborative workspaces that we were building. A portmanteau between rendezvous and rendezvous.
Oh, interesting. Can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started Rendezvous in Hawaii. Back before Rendezvous, I was working as an investor in the Hawaii startup ecosystem, really just trying to look for the top talent and innovations coming out of the University of Hawaii and around the area. In Hawaii, you know, when you're working in this tech and kind of startup ecosystem, you're no stranger to remote work, even long before COVID. You're often meeting with people who are on the West Coast of the United States, or even in the opposite direction over in Japan or in Asia. And so, you know, we really were struggling and feeling the pain points of a lot of these types of remote things. And so that kind of led me and my co-founders to building this company that could really kind of solve a lot of the issues when it comes to collaborating and dealing with a decentralized team kind of across the world.
What has been your experience with remote employment, both as doing the work remotely yourself as well as employing remote workers?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that my experience has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, when it comes to something like being isolated on an island in Hawaii, one of the biggest constraints is that you're limited to the number of people that can fit on an island. And so attracting talent and finding the right people, either as coworkers or looking for new hires, there are certain constraints that are naturally there. And remote work really kind of lifts that issue and makes it so that you can attract the most talented people regardless of where they are. I think it, you know, given that we were doing remote work long before COVID, for us, we were kind of molded in a way where we saw the potential of remote work years before the world was forced into remote work due to the virus. And so I think we were kind of happy to have hit the ground running. For us, it was business as usual. And so, yeah, we think it really helps when it comes to attracting talent, work-life flexibility, and really kind of gets rid of all the unnecessary stuff of work, like commuting in your car and stuff like that, and makes it so that you can focus on what really matters.
Well, I think Rendezvous and Gaper has this in common. We both the company started way before COVID showed up.
Yeah.
Okay, what has your takeaway been from such an experience, if at all?
The takeaway has been, you know, that the world has shifted. I think that we've completely witnessed something new due to COVID. There was a lot of reasons why companies were hesitant before. There were trust issues, technological issues, logistical issues. Companies were hesitant to go remote before. And I think the most common stats you see is that pre-COVID, it was like, you know, 3, maybe 4%. It was growing, but, you know, very slowly. And COVID has completely shifted that. It forced companies to kind of adapt. And the early returns that we're seeing is that companies aren't all going to go back. The future is going to be some hybrid, some remote, some completely decentralized, and some on-site. But it's no longer this scary thing where companies are going to be hesitant to do it because now they've all done it before. At least every job that can be done on a computer or can be done from your desk has in the last year or so experienced, you know, what it's like working remote, both the benefits and also come up with ways to kind of solve some of their other problems in the meantime.
Since you already shared a bit about what's the future of remote employment is gonna be like, what do you think needs to be done differently to make it even better and more effective?
Yeah, it's something that we ask a lot of the folks that we work with on a regular basis. Like, what are the biggest issues or pain points with it? It tends to come down to a few things. One is collaboration, I think, is probably the number one pain point that people face. They miss a lot of that in-person interaction, the ability to draw on a whiteboard or to meet in a conference room and review files together. Or even do like group brainstorming, group planning. They miss a lot of those types of collaborative interactions. So I think that the future and how we can kind of improve that is part through software and part through just rethinking about how we collaborate and how we actually work together online. If we can use software like Rendezvous to solve some of those pain points and try to recreate and allow users and allow people to work together the way they always have online, I think that would be great. And then the other part of it is, naturally there will be some adjustment where it's not that everybody wants to remain isolated in their homes for the rest of their life. And so there'll be some give and take there as well. And that'll hopefully ease some of the problems, some of the big gaps when it comes to collaboration and the pain points facing remote workers.
Interesting. So what is the story behind your setup and what has your journey been like? Any ups and downs, any hurdles that you faced?
When you say setup, what do you mean by that?
Like your company, basically.
Oh, yeah. starting a startup is nothing but ups and downs, but we've been incredibly fortunate all throughout the process. We, like we mentioned, we were starting to build these collaborative systems before COVID hit, given what I said about us being in Hawaii and kind of how we saw the future of the work landscape kind of shaking out. So we originally set out to create an environment with real-time interaction and real-time collaboration, one that brings the best things of communication, like video chat, and the best parts of collaboration, like multi-user environments, Google Docs, things like that, into one cohesive system. And that's really what we're building today. We're building where teams can video chat, edit files, work together, all in one app, rather than needing to open up Zoom, send a calendar invite with the Zoom link, Slack a Google Doc, open that Google Doc in Chrome. And really, we're trying to prevent people from trying to juggle four or five apps at the same time to do something that's pretty core and basic, something that we used to do all the time in real life in the office. And so that's basically it. We allow teams to bring documents from everyday life, like Google Docs or spreadsheets or PDFs, even videos, and add them to this collaborative multi-user environment so that they can kind of feel like they used to and work the way they always did, but online in a digital format.
Now that seems pretty convenient. Like, you get everything in one app.
That's kind of what we've seen so far a little bit. some people find it really, really convenient for team collaboration. Others, even for personal use, having this visual system where they have files stored and they can easily access everything, almost like Figma meets Miro meets Microsoft Teams is kind of the idea.
Oh, that's an impressive idea, I must say.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, would love to have you try it out and get.
Oh, will I definitely will. Definitely will do that. Okay, so awesome. How did you incorporate the whole idea of remote in your mode of working? Like, what's the story behind that? What's the inspiration?
Yeah, I think, for us, it wasn't an option given our geography. So remote, we started by incorporating communication was kind of step one. So having things like asynchronous communication like Slack or Discord and the ability to send texts back and forth. Synchronous communication like Zoom, been using Zoom for a few years, even before that, trying other things as well. I think that's kind of the natural progression, is you still need to be able to communicate when someone is remote, when someone isn't in the office. We're used to kind of turning to the person next to us at our desk or even meeting in the conference room and talking about things kind of all day at the office. And so having these type of communication tools really bridges that gap. You no longer have to be physically next to that person. You can just send them a message. You could just start a Zoom call. And from there, it kind of progressed. Once you have communication down, then you start to zoom in and say, what are we communicating about? We're talking about, real things. We're talking about data. We're talking about the text that we're reading. And so how do we add collaboration to that communication? And I think that for us, that's kind of the natural progression of working remote, getting everyone on the same page, easily being able to communicate about all of these things, and then collaborating when needed. That's basically, you know, our story of how we started communicating and collaborating, really forced to, given our geography. And then along the way, we've started to embrace it, really appreciate it, enjoy it. And so we're building software to continue to improve our experience and the experience of teams everywhere.
Speaking of software, you already know what Gaper is, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you ever need like any help with that, please do think of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to know that, you know, you folks are remote first. I mean, you've been doing it since pre-COVID as well, kind of like us.
Exactly.
So we'd love to work together in the future and work with people who know what they're doing, who aren't just adapting in the last year or so, but who understand this, you know, from its root all the way now to its evolution.
Due to the ongoing pandemic, many companies have been forced to go remote, even educational institutions. In a situation such as this, what are the major roadblocks and challenges?
Oh man, there's so many. So many people kind of have to adapt. You know, we've been working with educational institutions. A lot of them are forced to use Zoom. And so in the case of education, there's so much of a, especially higher ed, but there's so many parts of an education that aren't just in books, that aren't just in lectures. It's interactions and things like that that go much, much deeper. And so I think Zoom hasn't really been working out for a lot of people in education. That really transcends industries. It's not just with students and teachers and that dynamic, but it can cross over into all aspects of our work life and even our personal life. If you did a Zoom call with your friends, you know, last summer in the height of the pandemic, you probably left wondering, you know, when can I actually see them in person again? And so there's so many different roadblocks in so many facets. And I think that the part of that is the fact that we're just not used to having these distances between us. We're used to being, we're social creatures by nature.
Exactly. So, humans are not built that way.
We're not built that way, exactly. Yeah. You know, it almost feels like there's a glass wall in front of us. I can see you in Zoom, I can wave, but I can't touch you, I can't pass anything to you, we can't share anything. And so I think those are some of the main pain points, and that's why I kind of say, you know, collaboration is usually the data point that a lot of remote teams feel that is lacking. I don't think there's a perfect solution out there yet. There are a lot of tools. The real tool that will kind of cut through the noise and alleviate these problems is the collaboration tool that your whole team uses, that finds easy to use, and actually makes use of collaborating. And that's kind of what we're trying to build right now.
Moving towards the last question. There are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to quickly hire smart?
I think it's extremely important for every founder to take remote work seriously, not just now, but always moving forward. Access to talent is, even if you go to somewhere like San Francisco, some of the most talented place in the world when it comes to engineering, you know, logistics, operations, strategy, even San Francisco could never compete with the rest of the world. If we're comparing, you know, where you can commute to in your car in San Francisco versus, you know, commuting or having people on your team from everywhere in the world, the talent pool is just always going to be larger when you have that remote dynamic. On our team, we were able to bring people on. You know, I'm in Portland now. I recently moved from Hawaii. My co-founder's in Hawaii. We brought people on from San Francisco. We were able to access all of these people because we're a remote first company. You know, we didn't have to move from Hawaii to Portland or from Hawaii to San Francisco. We stayed a Hawaii and Portland based company and we're able to just attract the talent from all over the world. So I think, you know, that is going to be the biggest competitive advantage that you could possibly have. Every company is only as good as the people behind that company. And with remote work, you have access to the entire world's talent pool. And so, you know, until something comes along, I think that that is always going to be your biggest competitive advantage. And so for startups out there, you just have to start with at least a distributed mindset, if not fully remote.
Well, Steph, thank you for joining us today. And I absolutely hate saying this, that we have to end this call. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you, since like Rendezvous and Gaper are so much alike. We have so much in common. But our marketing team suggests we keep it short, because since COVID showed up, everyone has been producing so much content. It's suggested that we keep it short. Actually, before the COVID, we had longer episodes. But well, what can we do about it? Well, thank you once again, and have a great week.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.